All right, let's go to PNC Park and bring in Alex Pavlovich of CSN Bay Area. Alex, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Very good. I really appreciate you coming on again with us. Yesterday, yeah. Mike Leake, 6 innings, 1 hit, 1 run, and he was gone after 6. And I know the Twitter board lit up, and I know you answered it quite a bit after the game, too. Leake just couldn't come out for a 7th, or they weren't going to let him do that?
Well, he said he had about 1 inning left, I think. And, you know, he admitted to Bruce Bochy that he was starting to get a little bit tired, and they just felt that was the time of the game where if you're not going to get more than, you know, one more inning out of the guy, maybe a couple more batters out of the guy, you might as well go out there and take a shot with a position player, try to score the run, and turn it over to your bullpen, which has been pretty good recently. So I think, you know, I know it looked bad at the time, and it looked a little strange at the time, but once you talk to the pitcher and you talk to Bruce Bochy, it made a lot of sense.
How about the choice of the pinch hitter at that time, Tomlinson? And again, you know, we love to do the show, and second guessing is part of it. Susak is a guy, he hits fly balls, makes things happen. They went to Tomlinson. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, Susak hasn't played much since he came off the DL, and Tomlinson has been out there almost every night and has been having pretty good at bats. I think you also, you know, you have a situation where it's a guy who puts the ball in play. That's one thing we've seen from Kelby. So I didn't have a problem with that necessarily. I think that's another situation where you see the bench is not as strong as it could be if these guys were at full strength. But it really is a toss-up at that point. And, you know, I don't remember the exact situation, but I think you have Kelby's speed out there and a chance for him to put the ball in play, as has done most of this trip. And that, to me, made sense, too. It just didn't work out. I mean, the guy had a liner right to second. So it was a situation where I think you had the right guy up there. You just needed him to hit it 3 feet to the left or 3 to the right.
Talk about Willie McCovey and Bobby Richardson, 1962, and the Giants would have been world champions if McCovey hit it just a couple of feet past Bobby Richardson. All right, I'll accept that. Hunter Strickland, again, I'm just rehashing a little bit of what we talked about last night. Does he lose concentration? What happens with him? He's, you know, amazing season, left-handed hitters doing nothing, runners in scoring position, he's been terrific, and all of a sudden on this trip he gives up a couple of sort of meatballs, and they take him out of the park.
Well, he was still smoldering about an hour after that game, so I don't think focus or concentration was a problem for him. I think that's the guy who we've seen has a pretty good ability to move on when things happen and go out there and try to get the job done. And he's had a great year for him and has been really good the 2 years they've had him in the regular season. Hasn't really had many issues. This has been a rough trip for him. The Molina one, that one you tip your cap to a veteran hitter and somebody who kind of smelled that second slider coming and crushed it. And that's obviously not Strickland's best pitch. Last night he did go with his best pitch and got beat on it. So that was a pitch probably, you know, a little bit higher than you want it to be. But sometimes I do think you have to tip your cap to these hitters. I mean, it's Molina who's a good hitter and knows what he's doing up there. And the guy we saw last night, I mean, he's given Matt Duffy a good run for that rookie of the year. So it is a rough trip for him and something, a couple pitches I think he would like to take back. I'm not too worried yet in terms of, you know, is Hunter back to giving up a lot of home runs? I think we'll see if he does it at home. We'll see if he does it in the next couple weeks. If it's more than two, then yeah, it's a concern. But I think it's still 3 homers the entire season against him and still hasn't given up very many runs.
All right, very well said. All right, Alex Pavlovich with us, CSN Bay Area. Across the wires today, Drew Stubbs has been released by the Colorado Rockies, and my good colleague Larry Krueger says, sign him in capital letters. What do you think about Drew Stubbs? Do they need him?
Larry Krueger wants to sign everybody, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. He wanted Utley.
All caps. Yeah. Sign him, trade him.
All caps.
Draft him.
Right.
I don't know that it moves the needle much. It's something where they're in such a rough situation with their outfield that it might make a little bit of sense, but I don't know that it's going to win them any games or that we would even see him too much. I think we're getting to a point here where Angel Pagan should be back pretty soon. And you know, I know a lot of fans don't want to see Angel play, but if he's healthy, he's going to be out there. And he's going to be a starter if they need him healthy. And then you think he's doing a lot better than he was a couple weeks ago. So you have Pagan, Aoki, Marlon Byrd until Hunter Pence gets back. You still have Gregor Blanco out there. So I don't see a lot of time for Stubbs, but it could be somebody who helps them in September and somebody who can help them defensively and gives Bruce Bochy a little bit more speed off the bench if they're able to make that happen. It won't be a huge move, but maybe somebody we see a couple times if it happens.
Well, because these outfielders are coming back, and it could mean the end of Juan Perez before September 1st. And also, you know, he's hung in there the whole season as Justin Maxwell. You know, all the outfield maneuvering and all the people coming up and down, he never goes anywhere. You think he's safe? Yeah. Is he safe on the roster?
I think he is because of the time of the year it is. I think you're looking at, you know, we have about a week to go until rosters expand. And that's usually a time where you don't let guys go. The Giants like their inventory. Maxwell hasn't been very good for the last couple of months, but still is excellent defensively in left field and right field. And again, with Stubbs, I mean, we're talking about a guy who mostly at this point, if he could hit, the Rockies would have held on to him. So we're talking about a glove and somebody with some speed, but that's also what you have in Juan Perez. And you're also getting a lot of that out of Maxwell in terms of the glove, at least. So I think at some point they're just going to kind of hold on here, get into September, and call all these guys up. And we've seen it in the past. Bruce Bochy's going to mix and match and get the defensive replacements out there. He's going to use the pinch runners. He's going to use six or seven guys out of the bullpen every day. Maybe Stubbs is in that mix, but I don't think he's in that mix at the expense of somebody else.
All right. Well, we'll break the news to Larry Kruger on that one. We'll let him know about that. All right. Looking at Varin Vogelsong tonight, he's had two great games against Washington and St. Louis. Here he goes back at Pittsburgh, national game again. How do you feel about the game tonight, the matchup?
You know, I think it's a fascinating matchup just because Ryan is really grinding out there and really not giving in to hitters. You looked at the last few starts, he's not giving up a lot of hits. He's just going out there. If he walks a guy, he walks the guy, but he's not going to give him a pitch to hit. He's going to be on those corners, and that's what we've seen from him a lot. So, you know, on the other hand, you have this Pirates lineup that's deep, and they're grinders too, and they work at bat, and they're going to make you work. So I think it's a fascinating matchup. It's maybe not a great one for him, but, you know, we've all learned in the past not to really bet against him, especially on a big stage. And tonight is a big one for him. It's a big start for him. He got left in the rotation, and he's on national TV. So I think we'll see him go out there and at least the intensity is going to be ratcheted up to where we usually see from Ryan in the postseason. I think this is a huge one for him personally and for the team, too, at the end of the trip.
Yeah, I think he's got to have his off-speed stuff going here. And he doesn't throw a great slider, but he does throw that curveball. And they're right-handed heavy. You got Walker, Polanco, Alvarez in the lineup for them. So he generally has a little more trouble with the lefties. So I say curveball is the key for him tonight. How do you see it?
Yeah, you know, I think I look at all those righties, and the one thing is, Ryan's been working the edges of the zone a lot, and these are guys who I think are probably going to try to be aggressive and then try to reach out there against him and go the other way. So it's something he'll be aware of. He's also good at coming in on guys and kind of elevating that fastball, as we've seen a lot. He's able to do that against pretty good hitters. So you nailed it. He needs the breaking ball to be successful, but he's really been working off that fastball the last few starts, and it's been pretty good.
Very good. Boy, this is fun. We're heading into September. Now, you know, it's funny. A couple of things. One, are you looking over your shoulder at all? I don't mean you personally, but the Giants at Arizona or San Diego?
I am not worried about San Diego necessarily, and I don't think Arizona has quite enough to get back into it. I think they're a little bit too far behind as two teams. But the one thing it does do is that September schedule, when you talk about facing teams within the division and go into – both of those cities next month, it does make it tougher because they're still fighting for something, and they're not necessarily going to be throwing kids out there and you know, trying to see what they have in Triple A guys. Both these teams are close enough, the Diamondbacks especially, are close enough that they're going to be fighting you, and we know how tough it is to go into both those places for very different reasons. So I think for the Giants coming off this month where the schedule is absolutely brutal, it's going to get easier on paper in September, but those two teams are going to be out there fighting and scratching, and that makes it a little bit more difficult. And you know, you texted me that. The other thing that popped to mind was, I think Paul Goldschmidt's going to be right there in this MVP race.
Yeah.
People have been talking about Bryce Harper and Buster Posey, but you look at Goldschmidt's numbers, and if he's able to kind of carry that team right there until the end, he's going to be right there too, and somebody who always deserves more credit than he gets.
Well, I agree with you. That's absolutely true. Alex with us. You know, everyone is focused on, they're going to come home to the Cubs and St. Louis, and they've got the big series with Kershaw and Greinke lined up at the Dodgers. But out of that series, they go to Colorado and Arizona. This thing never ends. They've got to start playing really solid baseball. They can't look at like two series and say this is all over.
No, and you know, those are places that are just difficult to play. Colorado just wears you down, and they usually play pretty well there because this lineup is good enough to go out there and just, you know, score 10, 12 runs at Coors Field. But it is a tough place to play, and it doesn't necessarily give you a break. It's not like if they would come into AT&T Park. And going to Arizona, too, that's also a place that's tough, and it's tough on your relievers, especially because you always have to be aware of a comeback there at the end. And
yeah.
So I think it is going to be a grueling stretch for these guys, and it really doesn't get easy until it's over. I mean, this is the time of year where everybody's fighting.
Yeah, it doesn't get easy till it's over. It's absolutely the truth. And we kind of focused on this 26-game thing, but that's just the beginning of what's coming next. It's called the old frying pan into the fire. All right, one last thought for you, Posey. 3-for-21 on the trip. I know he plays first base today. Does he look tired to you?
You know, maybe a little bit. His trip could have been a lot different with about 10 more feet on a couple fly balls. So, he could have started the trip off with a two-run game-winning homer. So I don't know that there's anything necessarily wrong with him. He might be just a touch tired, and this is obviously a grueling time of year, and he's been out there a ton and been catching a lot and in some pretty, you know, some pretty tough cities and then some long intense games. So maybe a little bit, but he's going to be off his feet today and has a full day off tomorrow. So I think he should be okay.
All right. Well, what a pleasure, Alex. Thanks for the time. It's always great to talk with you. Weather okay? Everything okay there?
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful.
All right, great. Alex, thanks so much. I appreciate it. Thanks for being on.
All right, Marty. Take care.
All right, that is Alex Pavlovich. Boy, just a pleasure to get him on and get that whole review as we get ready for baseball today, and that is Alex of CSN Bay Area. All right.